wet, wet dream. You and Catherine Langford.
Oh. We'll see it. Anyway.
What's up, Yakobuchi, yo, yo, man? What's up?
Okay, you can just call me Yakobuchi.
Yakobuchi.
Yeah.
Camden.
Or Yakko.
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 You go by a lot of names, bro.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. I met you at Alexis's party at your place, right?
Yeah.
It was your place?
Yeah.
Like a week ago or something? Two weeks ago?
Yeah, through a little birthday party. It was fun. You have a good time?
Yeah, yeah, I had a good time. I know I'm like kind of introverted during parties. I was just in the corner, like on my phone. And I don't know if you saw me.
No. But like, you were the only, out of all your friends, like, you were one of the only people who would come up and like ask me, like, what's up? You know what I mean? No one else, like, of like your guys' group, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I noticed like there's like your group and then my group. I'm like, everyone just like come together and like,
oh yeah, that's, you know, tough to do, bro. Combining worlds, it's a really tough thing to do. Like, I'm sure Alex like was like tripping. It's like,
yeah. He's like, hey, once everyone gets drunk, then we'll all be friends. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, bro. So how did you and Alex meet?
We met at work because we both work at the same part time job. So just met there. Kid's crazy. So hey, shout out to Alex.
Yo, shout out Alex. He made this happen. He connected both of us.
No, for real.
Yeah, yeah.
For real. Shout out to Alex for that. And shout out to you for hitting, like, you know, talking to me about it and inviting me on. I appreciate you having me on. It means a lot, for real.
Yeah, I mean, whenever I see someone at a party like who takes YouTube seriously,
yeah,
I'm just like, bro, like, you have more subs than me and shit, so like, congratulations. Bro, I see you put effort, man.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, but at the end of the day, it's just numbers, man, and if you have good content, then it's just about time.
Yeah, man, that's 100% true, bro. Yeah. So yeah, like, your YouTube channel, I was like binging a couple videos last night, bro. I was watching your vlog. It was really good, bro.
Thank
like
you.
The editing and just like the music behind it,
because
obviously, if you guys don't know, Camden Yakobuchi is a musician who's very good, in fact. One of my favorite songs of yours is Wake Up.
Wake up. Yeah,
that shit's fire, man.
Thank you. I want to ask you, if that's your favorite song, what is like, what do you get from that song? Like, what do you take from it? What do you think?
Honestly, like, it just gave good vibes, bro. Like, I was just like playing video games while listening to your music. I was like binging your Spotify stuff, and like that one really stuck out for some reason. I was just like, oh, this is like high production, high quality, everything. And I was just like, wow,
thanks,
this is amazing, dude.
Thanks. Yeah, I appreciate it. Hey, make sure you guys check out the video,
dude,
Wake Up.
100%. I'll link it. I'll put it up right now on the screen.
Thanks, man. Yeah, no, like, it's funny you say you like that song because it was a very controversial song when it came out, especially to my own mother, who was, like, very worried about me personally and my family because, you know, the song in the hook is saying, I don't want to wake up. But it's like, I'm not necessarily saying that, you know, I want to die, I don't want to be here. It's more like, I'm saying, if we're going to be treated the same, if we're not going to be allowed to be who we are and be unique, then why should we live on this earth? Like, why should we stay doing what you're doing? You know, I don't want to wake up in that world. I want to make my own world. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
It's like, I want to make my own fairy tale land where anyone can be who they are and just love themselves. And so, like, that's what that song is about. So it's like, you know, I don't want people to take it the wrong way and say that I'm suicidal.
Yeah, 100%, bro. Yeah. Honestly, like, the lyrics were a little bit, you know, on the sad side, the upbeat beat and the music, you know, it's a good, like, you know, it's like pumped up kick style shit.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean? Like, the lyrics are dark.
Yeah.
But then the music's like hype, you know?
I love doing that, for real. It's like, I love just having, kind of like throwing you off, you know, you're like, I feel good right now, but like, this dude's saying some real stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you, bro. You like, your vlogs are insane. Like, I was watching the one where you, the headlining in Los Angeles,
yeah,
where you got, since you're from Ohio, you got all of your buddies and you headlined in Los Angeles. It must have been like a dream
crazy
come true, bro.
Dude, oh my gosh. I was talking to one of my best friends, Owen Baker. Shout out to you, man. He plays guitar for me, right? But it's crazy. Like, I just want to make a whole movie about our lives because we were just like, we were all kind of, you know, we knew of each other back in school because we all went to the same school. But everyone had their own thing. Everyone had their own path. Like, me and Owen were the only two that really were always doing music, you know? And so as I you know, grew my music, grew my fan base. You know, people hit me up more and more. I do this, I do this. Let me give you this. Let me give you this. And it's like, you know, it's cool. But when you have that personal connection with somebody already, and then they're saying like, I can bring this to the table. It's like, why would I say no to that? Because it's like, I want to bring my family up at the end of the day, you know, no matter what. So it's like, I'd rather travel the world with my family than travel the world with some people that I pay to do what I love. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%, bro.
So it's like, it's crazy that we just all came together, and my one buddy is like saying, oh, I've been working on the keys. And I'm like, dude, I need a guy who plays keys. Like, let's try this out. And then I got another buddy who's crazy on the drums. It's like, everyone's just so talented in their own little way, and coming together just is like magic. It's beautiful.
Dude, it's so nice. Like, when all of your friends have like something to contribute, and you guys working on a project together, and it like, yeah, it actually, you know, bangs, it's successful and shit. It's, right, it's so hype, you know?
Yeah, for real.
You guys look so excited in the vlogs. Like, you guys did like two rooms I saw,
yeah,
one that didn't let you record at the end. Yeah,
oh, crazy. One of the best trips ever.
Yeah,
well, like, for them, I live here, but like, they had a blast, and like, just being here, it felt like we were on tour, because we had two shows back to back. So, you know, the first day we're practicing and we're getting ready for the first show happens, we go out, we're partying, celebrating, right? Next morning we wake up, it's like, let's go to Malibu, let's just get some lunch, chill out. And then we're going back to the crib, getting ready for the next show. I'm like, this is the life I want to live. I'm like, that's when I realized, I'm like, dude, I want to travel the world with you guys. Like, we're going to make this happen. Like,
yeah, too. It definitely, it's, I'm just seeing your highlights and stuff. It's definitely not easy to get there.
Yeah.
So what are some of like the hardships that, you know, you face to getting to that point?
I mean, where do I don't even know where to start. I mean, it's like,
go crazy.
First,
bro,
of all, the mental capacity it takes to do what I'm doing is insane. I mean, it's like the hardest thing anyone could ever go through, like, job wise, you know what I mean? Like, if I decided to be a doctor, that is insanely hard to do, right? But there's steps to get there. Like, music, there's no steps. There's not a booklet that tells you step by step how to make it to the top. And it's like, there's ways, there's tricks, there's techniques, but what works for that person and how they blew up is not going to work the same for me, you know? So, and I've learned that so quick, because I would always see, you know, oh, like, Kid Laroi blew up doing this, he won this competition. So I was like, okay, I need to like do this, these competitions, and like, and then I'll win and I'll blow up. And it's like, no, like, you know, I just like really, really owned in on trusting God and understanding that like his path is going to lead me exactly where I'm supposed to be. Also, talking to friends and family about it, just about it, and like my hardships is like a necessity, because I don't want to worry people, but it's like sometimes it breaks me down. There's days where I don't want to do this. At the end of the day, it's like my only option that I gave myself. So that's what I'm always going to keep going. There's a lot of pressure back home to, you know, blow up and make it. But, you know, I know step by step, like, if I just take it day by day, it's going to work out. So.
Yeah, 100%. I believe you, because like you're putting out high quality stuff, and you're so young. Like, I was reading a Genius article about you, about how like you moved out to Los Angeles from Ohio when you were 19, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I can't. That's like me going from LA to Ohio to start like a podcasting career.
That's dope.
Like,
you read that? Where did you just Google that?
Oh, yeah. I was researching, bro. I was researching.
You did, like, your research.
Yeah, bro. I was like up like last night. Just like, I was like, I got a podcast with you. I want to watch your YouTube videos. I want to listen to your music. I want to see what's written up about you. And yeah, man, there's some impressive stuff out there for your age. Thanks. You should be proud of yourself, bro.
Yeah, no, I am. And it's like, I had my last, so that federal show, that last show with my band out here, it was for my birthday. And I was like, just like going crazy. I'm like, I got to do this. I got to get content. I got to do promo. I got to do like these edits. I got to make this new music, getting ready for the set list, like all this and that. So it's like, my roommate literally stopped me. He's like, bro, he's like, would this be possible a year ago? And I was like, no. I was like, it wasn't even in arm's reach a year ago. And he's like, exactly. He's like, look back and live in this moment, because this is something you've worked so hard for, but like, you're already looking for the next. And like, that's just my hungry mentality. But at the end of the day, is like, you have to look back. You have to look back every once in a while, because dude, sometimes you get so lost in just what is enough, you know what I mean? Because if you don't find enough, you're never gonna be satisfied. Like, my vlogs really help me with that. Like, if I go back and I watch my very first vlog, is called The Beginning, and it's literally, I have a vertical video because I didn't realize I had to do horizontal with my phone. I was like, and I'm like, hey guys, my name's Yakabuchi. I'm going to show you what it's like to be a rapper in Los Angeles. You know, and I was just like so innocent and had no idea. And like, I was like, wow, like I've grown so much in like just 2 years, and it's beautiful. Like, it's really cool.
100%. It's like exponential growth too. Cause like you start learning shit, you know, you start applying that, you always find ways to improve and shit.
Yeah.
And it's amazing, bro. Like you just start learning little things one by one by one. Mm-hmm. And then you look back like 3 months ago, you're like, damn, I'm so different now. I'm so much better, you know?
Yeah.
And that's a really beautiful thing, especially with music, bro.
Yeah.
Like when Alex told me about you, like I was like, oh, this guy, like I'm sure this guy makes some trash ass music. And then I open up Spotify. I'm like, oh, I don't know what I'm expecting. But then I was like, oh, yo, this is actually good. 100%, you know?
Dude, thanks. You know, I mean, I expect that reaction from everybody. That's why I was actually, I don't remember where I was. I was at a party somewhere a few weeks ago, and someone asked me, they're like, why don't you talk about your stuff more? Like, why don't you hype it up like to every person you see? And to me, it's like, I always want to stay humble. I never want to brag or be cocky about anything I'm doing, right? I just want to thank God for my blessings and keep it moving. But some people will be like, you need to show more people this because like it's really good. You know, like if I'm at a party or I'm just running into people, you know, I try to do that sometimes, but I don't try to shove my stuff down their throats, you know, because there's a fine line between, you know, promoting yourself and like just being annoying about your music. You know what I mean? And, you know, Kanye West, that works for him. But like for me, I don't think it would. But it's just, they're just saying, you know, your stuff's good. And I know personally deep down it's good. And you're going to hear it one day. Like you're going to hear it eventually, whether that's on the radio or whether it's from my phone showing you, you know what I mean? It's like, that's where my cockiness comes in.
Yeah.
It's like, you're going to know about me. Like, I'm not worried about that. Like, you're going to see me again. I meet these people who are way bigger than me. I'm like, we'll work together. Like, I'm not worried about it. Like, I know it'll
happen.
That's
a good attitude to have.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be real with you, bro. Like at the party you hosted, like in my mentality was like, I'm never gonna see 99% of these people in my life ever again. So yeah. I was like self-promoting.
No, yeah. That,
did you know about that?
Like, bro, no, I was so glad you did, especially to me though, because we both have something we could give each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Like 100%. That's business. You know, you gotta do that.
Collaboration.
Yeah, that's networking. There's a difference between networking and just like talking about yourself.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I feel you, yeah.
And no, that was perfect. It was like it was meant to happen.
100%, bro. Sure. Like if there's one thing I could get from that party was the connection I made with you, you know?
Yeah.
It was dope. So, it was fun, you know?
Yeah, dude. I always just want, I love meeting new people, and especially in LA, like
it's so vast, bro.
I love it, dude. When I lived in Brooklyn, you probably read about it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I live in like this crazy just area of Brooklyn, and everyone is just head down, work, and they're like, if I don't know you, like get out of my way, you know what I mean? It's all super brutal mentality. I just hated it, and I thought New York was my place to be. And it really made me strong though, because I would street perform like every day after class. And when I eventually dropped out and decided to do this full time, when I came to LA, I was just visiting. I didn't even have a place to live yet. I met so many people, and I'm like, this, I felt so at home. Like I felt like I could be whoever I need to be, you know? And like I ran into a guy, shout out to Orlando Devon. I met him on Fairfax, and he's a model. And he was just talking to me and just like, I don't know. He was commenting like on, he loved my vibe or something. And we're just talking about music and stuff. And then literally this dude's like, let me get your number. Like there's a party tonight. Like, let's hang out. Let's kick it. And I'm like, bro, I just met you, but like I want to hang out with you because you seem like just so cool and fun to hang out with.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's so many people I meet in LA.
Those instant click connections, those instant. Are the best, bro.
It's
those
just
are 100%.
Like a bunch of young kids just trying to do what they love.
Yeah, we're all in LA. We're all just trying to make it, trying to do what we love, you know. Mm-hmm. You know how it is. So yeah,
I love it.
It's beautiful making connections and stuff. So yeah, like you were talking about New York. I was reading up about like you were in Brooklyn and stuff, and you were playing music out there.
Yeah.
While you were going to school and you dropped out to pursue music there.
Yeah.
So that takes some balls, man.
Yeah. I mean, in my song Dreams, did you listen to that one?
Yeah, I did.
So that's like one of my most popular songs. And honestly, when I wrote that, I wasn't a huge fan of it because I was writing about my journey so far. People loved that. Like, that's when I realized relatable music is so powerful, because they're not relatable if you give them personal music. You know what I mean? I was just talking about how I was, all my life I wanted to be in the military. I wanted to be in the SWAT. Like ever since I was in high school, I knew exactly that's what I was doing. I was making music in high school. I dropped a mixtape, this and that. But you know, the end of the day, all I ever wanted to do was just like save lives. I was like, the only way to do that is to give my life to America and die for this country. And I was so oblivious. I was so oblivious to, you know, everything in the military, everything with this world, like the power of music. Like, I didn't realize how powerful my music could help billions instead of me helping a couple thousand, you know what I mean? So when I was in New York, I would go out and go to class. I was studying criminal justice and it was cool. I had about 50 breakdowns a day, calling my mom, bawling my eyes out. Like, I can't do this no more. School's never been my thing, but I busted my ass to make sure I got, you know, good grades. And also, I was making music at the same time. I wouldn't talk to anybody. I would talk to nobody, and I had no friends. It was just me the whole semester. And right after class, I would just come back to my dorm, grab my equipment, head straight to Times Square, Subway, like Union Square, and just set up and just start rapping. And like, I would meet people, and just, I wanted to see if I was actually good at what I was doing. Because, you know, you get your homies and they like say, you know, your music's fire, but you know, you don't really ever know, because they just want to, they want you to feel good, you know? So I needed real reactions.
Yeah, you need that real constructive criticism.
Yeah, exactly. And New York is the place to get that, like, for real. And so I remember, I'll never forget my first time I went to Times Square, and I just set my speaker down and I literally paced for at least an hour. I was just walking back and forth, and I had no idea what I was about to do. And so I just started the first track, started rapping, and dude, instantly I just got these eyes, and I just got this, people started surrounding me, and I was like, oh, okay, like, they're bobbing their head, like, they're giving you that like stank face, you know what I mean? They're like, wait,
the
hold
LeBron
on
stank face.
Dude, the amount of times I heard, this white boy can spit, like, dude, it's awesome. And I was like, wow, like, I really got these people's attention, and they have no idea who I am. Dude, next thing I know, I got a circle crowded around me, and the cops are coming over, and they're telling me to, like, I gotta shut it down.
Oh, man.
Dude, insane. And like, I swear, after that moment, I was like, I have to do this, like, for the rest of my life.
You
I
got
was
hooked, like, on that feeling, bro.
Bro, yes. And it got my stage presence so good, and my confidence when I'm on stage is so great because of, like, how hard it was at the beginning. And I would just do that again and again and again after class. And and then next thing you know, the military's calling me. It's like October, I think. The military gives me a call. They say, hey, we're ready for you. You know, we're going to get you to basic training, get you through MEPS, which is basically the medical stuff, you know, getting you all certified and everything. And dude, I was like going on my way to my class. I come out of the elevator. I went to a dorm that was in a hotel, because it's New York City. They don't got dorms.
Yeah.
But I was coming out of the elevator, and I turned the corner, and I stopped on the corner of the street, on Clark Street. And I literally was just like, yeah, this isn't for me anymore, but I appreciate you calling me. And then all the dude says was, all right, well, if you change your mind, just give me a ring. And then hangs up. Bro, if I would have, like, followed through with that, my life would have been changed like that.
100%.
But that one call, like, changed my life forever.
And you put that in a song lyric. Like, the military started calling, and
that sounds hella scary.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I hung up. Yeah.
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 No.
Like, damn, that's crazy. So you actually spit facts. Like, it's not bullshit. You know what I mean?
No,
a lot of rappers, they do a lot of bullshit, like, experiences that they didn't even have.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool that, like, your music is literally a translation of what's happening in your day-to-day life. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, man. I love that story. It's just like, now I'm like looking back, I'm like, man, what if? What would happen? Where would I be, man? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I feel it's you,
crazy.
Bro. Life's insane, man. You know, it's, you know, crazy. How it is. Yeah, one decision can really change the course of your life. And
for real.
You kind of know when you're in the wrong spot. Like, you taking criminal justice classes, you're just in class thinking about music and shit.
Right.
You're like, what the fuck am I doing here?
Right.
Wasting your time when you could be doing this, you know?
Exactly.
That's just when you
it's
know,
crazy.
Like, you got to do
crazy.
What you got to do.
And I gotta shout out my dad. I always got to shout him out, because my dad is the one who literally convinced me to drop out of college and take music full time. So that, like, if it wasn't for my dad, then it probably, I mean, I don't know if it would have happened, honestly. My mom was a little harder, but once she came to one of my shows, she was all,
she understood.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, she came to my first headline show back in Ohio, and I just see her in the back, and she, like, turning away with her hands on her face, and then next thing I know, like, she's coming up to me bawling, and she's like, I understand. She's like, I see what you do.
Dude, that must be such a good feeling, bro.
Yeah. I just had to show her. Yeah. I had to show her what I do.
See it to believe it, bro.
Yeah.
So I want to go to like level zero for you, man. What made you even start making music, bro?
Dang. Honestly, probably my friend Nathan. I always looked up to him. He's one of my best friends, and I don't even like to say friends. Like he's my brother, and he lived right down the street from me, and I would always go to his house, and he was 2 years older than me, two grades above. So I always looked up to him. He was like best basketball player in school, like so popular, and like I'm just this little kid hanging out with him, like, and he's, you know, showing me these things, but he was always into hip hop, and I remember Lupe Fiasco, Kanye West, like big influences, and he had this MP3. I remember I would just like listen to his music on his MP3, and I just loved it so much because, you know, I didn't have that stuff yet, and my mom and family, like, they didn't want me listening to that, so I was just so in love with it, and the fact like he was so into it like made me want to be into it, and then next thing I know, like, I find Drake and Eminem, I swear, just took me to another world with music. Like, I really fell in love with it. I would come home from school, and back when, you know, every family had like a big desktop computer.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like, I remember that.
I would just get on YouTube and just search Drake and just watch his videos. I would watch Forever every day, I swear.
Got that shit Forever, man.
Yeah, dude. I would watch that video almost every day.
With LeBron.
Yeah.
Closing the laptop. Yeah.
I would watch that, and I would always watch it right before my family would get home, so they didn't see I was listening to the cuss words, and but
that's such a legendary song, bro. Mm-hmm. How do you have fucking like Eminem, Drake, LeBron, Kanye all in one fucking song, dude?
Crazy,
legendary. But man. Yeah, doesn't happen nowadays.
And so next thing you know is like, I'm just listening to them every day. I get a little MP3. I'm always listening to it. My mom, she got a Chris Brown CD for Christmas. Like, so random. She loves country music, so I took it from her. I had a CD player, and I listened to that over and over again. And then I think I didn't start, like, me and my friends would always freestyle. Like, I don't know if you do that with your friends, but...
Yeah, I've done it.
Yeah, we always will just turn on a beat and just freestyle about anything. And it's so fun. And I started noticing I had, like... I could make, like, a rap voice, you know what I mean? Like, I would always try to intimidate Drake's voice because I would watch his interviews and then watch him rap. And, like, I wanted to know how he would just, like, literally just form into another person when he would make music. And, I started noticing like I could do that with my voice, and I could learn their flows, and you know, learn off the top what I'm feeling, what I'm thinking. And I would just come home from high school and I would just like freestyle all the time. And then I started writing songs. I started showing a couple friends here and there. I was so nervous to be judged. Like, all my life I was so nervous to be judged, and that's like why the biggest thing I preach is like to be who you are. And I was just like, I was scared, you know, people would be like, what are you doing? Like, this is weird. Like, this isn't normal. And I just like made so many songs in my notebook. And eventually I asked my dad for some equipment. So I got like an old MacBook Pro for Christmas 1 year. And then I got this like $40 mic, and I set it up in his kitchen, and I would just make this music like all day. And my mom, she's like, she always would drop me off at my dad's, and I would like make the music when he was at work so no one would hear me. And then one day we were in the car, and she was like, you know, I want to hear what you've been working on. I want you to show me. And I'm like, but mom, I cuss in it. I was like, I don't want you to hear that. And then she's like, no, that's cool. And I turn it on, and I'm not kidding. She literally was like, Camden, she's like, I'm serious. Change the radio and play me your song. Like, she literally was like, turn this off and like show me what you're doing. I'm like, mom, this is my song's been playing. I was like, this is me. She's like, no, it's not. She's like, you're kidding me. And then we're on our way to a family event, and she literally made everyone sit in the basement and listen to this song I just showed her in the car. And she's like, listen how good this is.
Damn.
And it was a song called Labels on SoundCloud. You can actually listen to it on my Strong Static project. But and it was just like after that they became more supportive, and my dad was so mad at me because he's like, why did you not make me get this equipment earlier? He's like, this is insane. And ever since then, it's just like I've just received so much love, and I've just been blessed with so much support, and it's like, I don't know, just felt bound to happen.
Dude, that's beautiful, man.
Yeah.
And like you touched upon like growing up and saying that you felt like you were different and you didn't belong in groups.
Yeah.
Sure. I read that like when you were in Ohio, you were like conveying that like when you were with everyone looked like you, everyone talked like you, everyone dressed like you, everyone had like the same style and everything.
Yeah.
But you knew in your head that you were different and you weren't like them.
For sure.
So like how was that? Like was it tough?
It was, sorry.
No, you're
that
good.
That seltzer.
No, you're good. You're good, bro.
It was definitely hard. I mean, I don't know. I just like, I always tried so hard to fit in, and I was so oblivious. Like if I could go and talk to myself, you know, 5 years ago, I would just be like, stop trying to be like everyone else, because you think these popular kids, you know, you think that they're cool and they're going to make it in life, but everybody's like, you know, the same at the end of the day. And it's like, everyone is a human being, you know, no one's better than anyone else. It's just all about doing it, what makes you happy. If you're happy at the end of the day, then you can make others be happy. But if you just keep trying to be something you're not, then no one's going to be happy at the end of the day. So in Ohio, it's very, very hard to stand out, I guess, without being, you know, judged or hated on. And so, you know, everybody's doing the same things. Everyone going to the same schools, man. Like everyone who graduates is going to the same fucking schools and doing the same. Like you're either being people are always following like what everyone else is doing. And it's just like, I see the repetitiveness of everything. And it's like, it just makes me like upset that some people aren't chasing what they really want to do. Cause I've had so many conversations when I go back home. It's like people will come up to me and I want to be like, how do you do that without being scared? Like, how are you doing this? Like, I wish I could do that. And I'm like, you can. I'm like, you can do this. Like, you want to go be a news reporter, or like you want to go work with famous athletes. You can do that. It's like, you just have to work hard for it. It's, oh, I don't know. I don't know if I could. Like, I don't even know where to start. Like, it's just like, yeah, because you're making an excuse and you already have it that you're going to fail in your head. So you are going to fail. But like, if you know you're going to do something, then you're going to do it. And I swear, like, that is the biggest truth like I live on. And it's like, in Ohio, it's very hard to get people to understand that. And even for my family, you know, my mom, she's from a side of my, like, she's from a family that it's by the book. And you go to classes, you go to the, you know, elementary, you go to high school, you go to college, you get a job, and then you get a family. And then it's this, it's cycle, you know, your family goes to school, goes to high school, like college, family, work. And I was like, guys, we only live one time. I was like, why do we have to do what everyone else is doing? And I noticed from a young age, I had really bad OCD and anxiety. So that was like really hard for me, especially coping with like trying to fit in while I knew I was different. You know what I mean? And, I wanted to wear weird shit. I wanted to do weird stuff. Like, I finally started being in the talent shows because I was so scared to be picked on. But like, oh my gosh, it was so much fun. And I just like, I always wanted to be in a play. I always wanted to do the drama. I never did. And I regret it. And I wish like I never, you know, have to regret it. But yeah, it's just like, I always felt uncomfortable around some people because, you know, I'm just here because I think I should be, or I think I should be hanging out with these people. And at the end of the day, it's like, you know, just do what makes you happy. That's why I got like my like solid best friends. And that's why like I know I'm going to ride with them for the rest of my life. But all the other people is like, you know, I have love for everyone. But if you're not going to bring me up, then I don't want to be around that energy, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
I feel you, man. You got to be around people who lift you up, not anchor you down.
Yeah, facts.
100%.
Facts.
So, listen, you have a new track coming out in June. Do you want to speak upon that?
For sure. So, track of the summer is coming out. June 17th. So I released a song like a week ago called Tell Me Everything, and it's part one of this story I'm telling about this man who's you know, falling for this girl, but she's being, you know, shady and not being real with him. And then he realizes, oh, like, this is just who she is. She's just playing all these dudes. I wanted to give the guy's point of view, because a lot of songs is like the guys are playing the girls, or in life is a very big stereotype for like a guy to play with a girl's emotions. You know what I mean? So I'm like, you know, that shit happens to guys too. And, you know, these sensitive fellas out here, you know what I'm talking about. But I'm like, so this new song is called LA Girls, and it's about my experiences with LA girls out here, and how they're very, very, you know, shady, manipulative, whatever.
100%, bro.
Whatever you say. So yeah, it's a very poppy, summer vibes and feel good. So yeah, June 17th, be on the lookout. Also, there may or may not be a video for both of them in July. So keep an eye out.
Hell yeah, bro.
It's going to be dope.
So I got a technical question for you. Do you edit all of your videos on YouTube and your music?
Yes, sir.
Dude, good shit, man. Thank you. All like just learning everything top to bottom, like how to engineer music, how to make everything sound right, working microphones, working editing software, and learning how to, you know, make vlogs and transitions and everything. It's not easy at all, bro.
Yeah.
100%. It's a learning curve, bro.
Dude, it's not. It's so hard.
But once you start learning, it just gets easier over time.
For sure.
And then you just start, you know, having fun with it and putting your own twist into your videos. Like when I was watching like your vlog, it sped by quick, bro. I was like, holy shit, that was so much fun, bro.
That's dope. I'm so glad that you're telling me that, because not a lot of people will give me feedback on those. And I'm like, you know, I always ask people, I'm like, were you entertained? Like, did you like it? But I'm glad that you liked it, because it is, you know, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. You edit these videos and like, they look so good, and it's a lot of work to get that, you know, it just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It's like, just like overnight success. It doesn't just happen. Yeah. You don't know what was behind the curtain.
100%.
You know what I mean? And that was like, really, really, it's like really a big part of why this is so hard doing what I'm doing, is because right now I don't really have a team, you know, per se. I would just say that I have my band, but you know, I'm doing all my promo, all my edits, like all my music videos. I even edit my music videos. Like I'm planning out the shoots for the music videos. I'm making the songs, I'm writing the songs, I'm mixing the songs. Like I'm doing all of this stuff that you see here. Like, and I'm constantly pushing out stuff, like constantly. I'm trying to always be on top of it. So if I take like even one day off, that's like, to me, I failed. And it's, you know, it goes both ways of if that's good or bad, because, you know, some people always tell me I need to take more time for myself. But at the same time, I'm just so hungry and driven that I'm like, if I take this day off, then I'm not going to get ahead. I'm not going to succeed. I'm not going to do this or that. So it takes a lot of work, and a lot of people don't know that. And it's hard. It's hard.
100%, bro. it's definitely not easy. Like,
yeah,
I was just looking at your video. I'm like, damn, there must have been, because like the audio was good. So I'm sure you had a shotgun mic on your camera.
Oh yeah. Something like that. I mean, it's not even, it's just like a windbreaker
thing. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so like I mean it sounded great, but yeah. Then like just all the little cuts and like all the music in the background, all the transitions, I was like, dude, this guy put in work in this, bro. This is like better than a lot of like vlogs I see from like fucking Logan Paul and shit, bro. Yeah. Damn, I mean,
thank you, man.
Yeah, another guy from Ohio.
Yeah, Logan Jake Paul.
Yeah, where'd you grow up in Ohio?
Stowe, Ohio. Yeah, I say Akron because that's what most
LeBron,
people know.
Yeah, yeah. That kid from James. Akron.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, bro. That's crazy, man. Like, dude, how do you, like, when did you move out to LA?
Yeah, 2019,
okay.
2019, yeah.
You didn't even, like, I guess 2020 was kind of not even a real year for you. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
But I guess it pushed you harder to on your music because you had nothing else to do.
Yeah, I mean, but I was, exactly. I was blessed that I came out here in 2019 because, you know, 2020 crazy, you know, COVID protests, everything out here is crazy all over the world. 2019, I kind of like had a few months to get my feet wet and know, you know, LA a little bit more. It was crazy because the first time I ever street performed out here, I actually ran into the girl that I eventually fell in love with, and she's one of my ex now, but she taught me like so much about myself that I, like, if I waited any longer, like, it just, it's timing was perfect, man. Like, and that's what really made me understand that everything is going to happen when it should, and not to try to rush these things. Cause, meeting her, bro, I made a beautiful album, Summer Lovin', and I made that all during, you know, quarantine, and it just happened so naturally, and it was great.
100%, man. Yeah. Like, that's crazy, man. Like, moving out to just another state is just such a big step, bro. And, like, just, it must be overwhelming, like, meeting new people and just, like, taking big steps, like, you know, renting an apartment or you know, having roommates and working a job and stuff. Like, you know, it's not easy at fucking all, bro.
No, it's not. Yeah, I mean, it was really hard, but it wasn't nearly as hard as New York.
Yeah, that's
good. Wasn't nearly
I can't as even hard. Imagine New York, bro.
Nah, New York, like, that's literally going back to everything happened for a reason. If I didn't go to New York, I don't know if I would have stayed out here, especially during COVID. Like, I probably would have sent my ass back to Ohio real quick. Like, it just going to New York made me so strong when I came out here, because that was so brutal that I was like, all right, it's like, you know, you get knocked down, but it's like second shot, here we go, LA. And once I got here, it was cool.
So do your friends from Ohio come here often?
Yeah, I mean, a few. I'd say, I mean, my band, you know, they came out here, and then my friend Owen, he's been out here a few times now, been in a couple music videos now. I love just bringing my friends out here to, like, just, you know, work with me and try to get them part of the team, because, you know, that's my goal, is to just give everyone a specific job so we can all just, you know, live this life together. So my best friend Nathan, he was in my Dreams music video. He was the first person to come out here, and that was such a legendary experience, like, just having my hometown boy, and it was like the first time anyone visited me. And that music video just, it took off, but I felt like it was just because it was so natural, like, with me and him and our energy, and it was just all good vibes, and that's exactly what the song was, and it was cool.
That's amazing, cool. Bro.
Yeah, my dad and brother, they recently came out here at Christmas time. We had a great time. Took some edibles, had a great time. I had some memories. And then my mom, she's coming out here for the first time with my sister for my concert.
At
the Viper Room,
dude. You know, that's insane. You said it's 21 and over only.
Yeah.
It's all good. But
I'm
like,
sorry
for anyone listening to this, and all of Yako's fans and listeners, dude. Please, like, go to his Viper Room show. It's gonna be amazing. This guy, you know how to own a room. You know how to work a room. You know how to get everyone hyped. And
thank you.
I'm sure your show will be a success, even though I can't be there physically.
Yeah, it's okay. It's spiritually, you'll be
spiritually
there.
Spiritually, I'll watch the vlog.
Right, you'll watch the recap.
Yeah, I'll watch the recap if they fucking let you record and shit.
I know, right?
was so weird. Like, bro, you're the performer and you can't bring the camera?
They just want money, bro. They just trying to say my cameraman's got to pay $200 to come
hell
in.
Hell nah, bro.
I'm like, we're good. We'll take some photo, like, or videos on our phone. Like, we're fine.
Yeah.
But I might do it this time, because, you know, this is just such a legendary experience. But yeah, like, for real, anyone who's watching, listening, like, Viper Room, June 25th is a Saturday night. I'm headlining, such a legendary venue, like, insane. I can't even believe it. Like, last time my band was here, when we performed at the Federal, we went to the Viper Room and we were watching a different band perform. And I literally told them, I was like, guys, our next show is going to be on that stage. And we manifested the shit out of that. Like, we're literally here and we're performing at the freaking Viper Room. One of my favorite artists I just saw, Youngblood, he headlined the Viper Room.
He was actually here.
Really?
Yeah, like, he was here. He was doing a podcast here.
Bro, I think it was that podcast, because I recognized these walls.
Yeah, with Scott Lips. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
They were talking about the Viper Room.
Yeah, they were right here, bro. That's crazy.
That's crazy. No, but, like, I look up to him so much, and just how he's so unique, and it's so crazy. Like,
you're sitting in a seat, bro.
That is crazy. That's actually wild.
Yeah.
But hey, shout out to Youngblood. I love you, man. Let's make some music.
Hell yeah.
But no, he was talking about his show at the Viper Room, and I was like, bro, my name is gonna be on that same billboard his name was on. Like, it hasn't processed yet, but I'm so excited.
It's insane, bro.
I'm so excited. So June 25th, Saturday. Listen, I'm gonna just keep promoing it. Like, you guys need to be there because it's gonna be insane. It's gonna be crazy. And if you miss it, then I don't know what you're doing with your life.
You got to be there. You got to be there. Yakobuchi News. You're doing street interviews too, yeah. Bro. That's so hype. Like, what made you want to do that?
I just love thinking of new content.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Like,
I love also being corny as fuck. I also love being corny. And I was like, bro, let's just go literally interview people like we're news reporters and just ask them what they think of our music.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll come in with the intro. I was like, what is up, guys? The basic YouTube intro, Yakobuchi News. And yeah, it's just so much fun. The first time I did it, I had a blast, like asking people what they thought. And it gave me that nostalgia feeling of when I was in New York and I would street perform, because I would put my song on the speaker and the reactions would be like, same, that like that, what, this you? And it's just cool. I love doing that. I haven't done that in a minute, though. I should do that again.
Yeah, that's so hype. Yeah, I've always wanted to do street interviews, man. It just seems so funny and such a good vibe with people.
Yeah.
I have so many good ideas, too, but it's just like about getting up and doing it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of work.
100%, bro.
Vlogs and those and music videos and so much.
You're a fucking content creator, bro. Welcome to LA.
I know, right?
That's crazy, dude.
Sheesh. It's crazy.
It's insane, bro.
Yeah, I'm literally about to go back home. I'm singing at a wedding, actually.
Which nice. Is
gonna be super fun. But so I have like a timeline of all this stuff I gotta get done. I gotta bust my ass.
Yeah, man. Like, the fact that your calendar is filling up and you have shit to do every day, that's a very good sign. You're not just stuck up in your apartment playing Halo on your Xbox.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's really cool. And it's crazy because I wanted to show out here for two years or something like that. And obviously because of COVID, it was hard. But once I got my first show, I think it was maybe like beginning of November, my very first show out in LA. And right after I got that one, I was like, wow, my first show in LA. It's been 2 years. And then a week later, I get a call. I'm like, they go, hey, we have this new venue. We want you to come perform. It's for this live stream. I'm like, yeah. And then another week later, I get a message on Instagram. Like, this girl is like, hey, I work for this booking agency. We love what you do, and we want to, bring you on board and book you shows. And I'm like, yes. Like, and I'm just like tumbling over all these opportunities, and it's like crazy how fast
it snowballs. Everything. Yeah.
Yes.
Once the ball starts rolling, it starts rolling.
Dude,
bro.
It was wild. I think I had 4 shows in the matter of like 2 months, and I was like, crazy. This
it's
is crazy,
bro. It's
I was
real.
Like, this is like my dreams are literally coming true, and it feels so good. It feels so good.
And it's crazy because it's literally like you're just like in the beginning, bro. Like, it's gonna get so much crazier from here. Dude, like, I'm gonna look back at this interview like 5 years from now, and you're gonna be like top 10 Billboard artists on Spotify and shit. It's gonna be fucking insane, dude.
And you're gonna be top number one podcast YouTuber.
Yeah, screw Joe Rogan, bro. I'm screw coming Joe for Rogan. You, dog. I'm hey, gonna beat watch you, out. Dog. I'm gonna beat you, dog.
Watch out. For real. No, man, we put it out into the air, it's gonna happen.
100%.
It's gonna happen. And actually, we're talking about Snowball, dude. This morning, I get a text. We're confirmed for this big venue in Ohio. So I'm like, this is amazing.
Dude.
So, hey, July 30th, my Ohio people watching. July 30th, we're at Musica in Akron. So, hometown, you got to turn up. Come on.
100%, bro. Like, I'm sure, like, even have you seen, like, people switch up around you? Like, your haters turn into lovers and shit, bro?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely won't mention names, but of course. Of course, man. I was just talking about this on the phone last night with my friends. I was like, I'm not even trying to sound cocky, but like, people think I'm famous. I swear, like, to me, I've not made it at all. And you know, maybe these opportunities are coming for sure, but I go back home, dude. Like I said, my anxiety is really bad. So last time I was home around Christmas time, we were out at the bar, and it's like, where I'm from, you go out to the bar, you're going to see people you know. You're going to see, this is going to be a class reunion, you know? So I'm seeing so many people, and so many people are coming up to me, and all positive things, you know? Like, you're doing so great, like, you're going to make it, like, making the city proud, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, if you would could go into my head and like feel the pressure that I'm on, like from all those compliments, it's like I should be saying like thank you and being happy about them. But it's like, for me, it's weird. It's like the opposite. It's like, I really appreciate them saying that, but at the same time, I had to literally leave, because I was like, I grabbed my friend, I was like, dude, I was like, I'm so overwhelmed right now, like I gotta go and like just get some fresh air, because like it's a lot of pressure, you know. You have a lot of people looking up to you and, you know, want to do what you're doing, or they just want to see you make it because they want someone they know to be, you know, big, famous, and it's a lot of pressure.
100%,
a lot of pressure. Wow. And if you don't take it, you know, the right way, then it can be very bad and dangerous. So I'm just trying to, you know, use the emotional support from my family to just keep me level-headed.
I feel you, bro.
Yeah.
And like, honestly, like your Spotify page is popping, your YouTube is popping. I feel like that's like the most like, it's crazy. Like, I was watching like your most popular videos. You have like thousands, like tens of thousands of views, bro. Like, a lot.
Yeah.
Congratulations, man. Thank you.
Yeah, my music videos do really well. The vlogs is so tricky, man.
It's 100% super
tricky. So tricky.
It's oversaturated on YouTube. That's why.
True. That, yeah. And I asked my one friend, I was like, hey, should I keep doing these? And he's like, yeah. He's like, trust me.
You should, bro.
When you make it, he's like, trust me, you're going to want to keep those. And yeah. I'm like, that's facts. It's facts. Because you can go back and up to where I'm at in my life right now, you can watch it happen. You know what I mean? And that is so beautiful.
It's 100% beautiful, because like, it's going to be there forever. Like, mm-hmm. your kids, your grandkids are going to be like, oh, I wonder how Grandpa Camden was like. And they'll be like, yeah. Oh, just go on YouTube.
Yeah,
the whole playlist.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And every kid that is struggling with if they think they can make it, or if they think that they can be something big, can literally, I just want to be that weight for them to like, be like, yes you can,
dude. Like, you documenting like a BTS journey is so like sick, bro. Like I was watching the Kanye doc, and just like all the BTS scenes of him like before he was like shit, you know. Like, I remember there's like a clip of him like showing his music to the people in Rock
labels,
Nation.
Yeah.
And they're like, they don't give a fuck,
they're like taking calls and stuff. I'm like,
that one black chick was so hilarious.
She's like, oh, Kanye, nice.
Yeah. It's crazy, bro. Like,
yeah,
it's insane. People just don't see it, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They don't see the vision, man.
It's crazy.
100% so crazy, bro.
Yeah.
I don't mean to jerk you off or anything, bro. I'm like, I'm proud of you, bro. Like, I'm proud of this guy, man.
Hey, thank you, man.
I don't even know you, and I'm proud of you. I don't even know you that well. We literally met so briefly, but yeah. you impress me off the bat. You're fucking playing like beer pong and shit.
Yeah, I was probably losing too.
I don't even know what happened. I was just like in the corner on my phone, bro. I'm just so introverted at parties, bro. I'm the worst.
No, it's cool.
I'm literally the worst.
I appreciate that, man, though. But hey, I want to know though, what's going on in your head? What's your next plans, your moves?
Damn, my next plans or moves, dude. I'm just trying to become a better, like, just make better videos. One of my goals this year is to hit 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. Like, I'm like adamant on it, bro. Like, yeah. You and I, dude, we're gonna get that shit this year, bro. We'll celebrate together too when we both hit 1,000. Yeah. We're gonna get that. We're gonna get it monetized.
Yeah, dude, it's been long enough.
It's been long enough, bro. Because yeah. We're both making high quality content, dude. Like, if we were posting this in like 2012, people would be like, oh shit. But the thing is, everything is so oversaturated. Yeah. Now everyone's putting out good content. Yeah. You have to stand out in a way, you know.
For sure. That's like the. It's like I'm like, I want to be your inspiration to chase your dreams, but at the same time, it's like you're making it harder for me too.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, chill out a little bit with your content. Dang, like let me push some of mine out real quick.
Yeah, like when I was watching your Yakabuchi news, I'm like, fuck, that's such a good idea. You know what I mean? Damn, I could have done that. You know? Yeah.
Oh, but that's like the biggest thing you will easily fail with if you look at other people as a competition.
Yeah.
You can never do that. Never do that. You can be like, ooh,
inspired and like put your own twist on it.
Exactly. But never be competitive. That's what I learned out here in LA the most, I think, is I've ran into so many people who are so much more successful, or, you know, per se they're successful, but, you know, really they're at exactly where I am, you know. And
a lot of cappers here, bro.
A lot of cappers.
A lot of bullshit.
Dude, a lot
cappers.
Of cappers.
A lot of fakes, cappers, and snakes in LA. That's just how it is, bro.
Bro, I was at this this house party in the hills, and I met this girl. She, you know, super cute, and was like, I don't know. We were just like talking and stuff, and she just has like, she was working the event, right? And then I go on her Instagram. I'm like, she got like 90,000 followers. I'm like, what? I'm like, this don't make sense. I'm like, how? How are you like out here like working like a part-time job? You got like 90K like followers. It's just like, it's so much of, you know, if I saw her followers first, I would have been so intimidated by her. You know what I mean?
Dude, I'm like, that's the thing. I'm not intimidated by IG followers whatsoever because yeah. I know so many like, you know, attractive chicks in LA who have like 100K plus on Instagram, right? Yeah, yeah. Attractive, famous on Instagram. Yeah. And I'm just like, okay, that's Instagram. That's where people will just double tap and move on. That's it. Yeah. How many subscribers on YouTube do you have?
That's what you were telling me. Yeah, I'm like, I remember.
You could have a million, but how many people go to your YouTube? That's your real fan base. Yeah. That's how many people actually give a shit about you, not double tapping your bikini pics. You know, that's nothing. That means nothing at all.
Right, right. And hey, I'm not knocking the hustle. Like, not at all. Do what you got to do on the gram. Like, get your money, get your OnlyFans. Like, do what you got to. But, but no. I remember we were talking about that at the party because you saw I had 700 and like it's just so crazy because to me I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like nothing, you know, why would this dude have me on his podcast? And then you're like, dude, 700, like that's so sick. And I'm like, oh, I was like, all
right,
yeah,
think about 700 people in this room right now, bro, listening to you. Think about 700.
True.
That's insane.
True.
It's not a joke, bro.
True. But the only stuff we watch, we see millions. We see the M.
Yeah.
And we see the K. So it's like,
we're about to get that K, dude.
Yeah, we're about to get that K.
We're about to get that K this year. Like, nothing's going to stop me or you to get that shit. It's going to happen.
At the same time, I don't know how. I like really don't know how. That's like the hardest part is like, I have great content, but it's like, where do we get these new listeners?
Like, what I do is I just like recently I've just been making clips of shorts and like TikToks and stuff.
Yeah.
And one of my recent TikToks got like 60K views or something.
Sick.
And I saw like cause people went in and subscribed on my YouTube and I was like,
hey,
yeah,
okay,
yeah, that
I mean, yeah, TikTok is big,
yeah,
but dude, I also hate TikTok
100%.
So
I hate it too, literally. I don't even use it. I literally post and I delete the app every time.
Damn.
Every time I'm just like, yeah. I posted something, delete, done,
bro. I posted a video of me performing, I think 2018, I was performing at this like, it was like a sold out crowd, but I was just opening for this artist, Tom McDonald. I don't know if you've heard of him. But I was just like doing my thing and trying to get the crowd hype because, you know, they're pretty dead. And I was just trying so hard to get them hype. And bro, the comments on that TikTok were so hateful. And I'm like, why? I'm like, why are you giving me all this energy? It's like, I'm literally just out here grinding, trying to do what I love. And like, these kids could care less. Like, I'm like, I hate this app, man.
100%,
like,
bro.
Especially because if you get a couple like negative comments, everyone's just gonna be like, oh, like, let's get out of
here. Yeah, they can't even like form their own opinions. Everyone, like, it's like an echo chamber, bro. It's the same joke. It's the same vibe. Everyone gets their personality from there. It's so weird now. It's
and like... one of those kids, I literally responded. I was like, he said, I think I would reconsider going to college. And then I was like, damn. I was like, all right. And I replied. I said, listen to my music and get back to me. And literally, I think a couple hours later, he responded and he was like, I'm not going to lie, man. It's actually really good.
Yeah.
I'm like,
bro.
Okay.
You got to turn your haters.
Like, yeah. Stop hating and just like give me a chance.
100%, bro.
That's all I'm asking.
It's all everyone ever asked, man.
For real.
That's all it is, dude. It's a tough world out there, but we're going to make it, man.
Yeah, we are.
We're going to look back at this interview in like a couple years time and you're going to be like, bro, let's do a part two. Now I'm like, I got like 100,000 on YouTube and you're going to go crazy, bro. You're going to be.
Hey, so yeah, dude, we should do that. So like right now, I'll say mine. I got.
Like your goals and stuff?
No, like where we're at right now.
Oh, okay. All
right. So right now I got 10.1 thousand followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I have. Oh, shit. Voice crack. I got 700 subscribers on YouTube. So. I guess my goal for like a year from now is double that, at least.
Okay, like mine's the same. So I got 1.5K on Instagram and I got 500 on YouTube, which I feel like is a good ratio, low-key.
Yeah.
So yeah, 1.5 on Insta, 500 on YouTube. I'm going to double that by next year, 100%.
Yes, sir.
Nothing stopping me.
Dude, that'd be so sick. We got to do a part two.
Yo, for sure, bro. 100%.
And to see where we're at. We do a part two, we're like... Yeah, I lost 1,000 subscribers. actually in the negatives.
Dude, imagine if that was even a thing, bro. Damn, YouTube's hard.
It is.
It's the hardest platform to grow on.
But it's fun.
It's so fun. What are some of your favorite YouTubers, bro?
I used to watch David Dobrik a lot. Yeah. That was cool. I actually made a song with Dom.
Dirty Dom?
Yeah, Dirty Dom. But
I feel like everyone somehow run into him in LA. I've met him too. Like, it's so many random
places. I feel
like
he's definitely good at putting his face out there. Yeah. Not always in the best ways, in my opinion. Yeah. But hey,
he's different.
You know his face.
He's different in person than his online persona.
Yeah, like you remember when the Tesla jumped, the cops were trying to look for the person, and he was just like, it was me, it was me.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, he probably got so many new followers from that because they're like, oh, like, this guy's dope. You know what I mean? But yeah, I say him. I love Casey Neistat.
Ooh, so you like vlogs a lot.
Yeah, my vlogs, dude, I like try to
imitate that
a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, I saw when like the text pops up when you're in a new location and stuff. I was like,
yeah,
this guy, I know what he's doing. I know what he's doing.
Yeah, no, because he's just very personal and just seems like an overall great guy.
100%.
And I would love to meet him one day. But yeah, who else? I mean, Cody Ko. Love Cody Ko. So funny. But when it comes to like music, I guess like on YouTube music wise, I love Kid Laroi puts out really good content. Who else? Black Bear. I love watching his stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, but yeah, I don't know. How about you?
My favorite YouTubers like right now is like Arak. I don't know if you've heard of him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember when I first saw one of his videos, I think it was the having fake paparazzi.
Oh, the 100. That's such crazy. A legendary video, bro.
Yeah. And then I saw an ad he was in, and he was like, it's explaining how in a year he got 1 million subscribers.
0 to 1 million, bro.
I'm like, what did you do? What did you do?
Dude, he was driven, and he did it in such a good way. He kind of replicated Mr. Beast's style with like, you know, catchy title, catchy thumbnail, like, you know, crazy ideas. Like, what if I had 100 paparazzi? What if I had 50 bodyguards? What if I had 50 mariachi? You know, crazy ideas that people are like, oh shit, let me click on this. I want to see how it is.
No, because that's how I was. I was like, oh, this is interesting.
Yeah, and then the content backs up the clickbait, and then that's when you start growing a following and shit. You know,
that's true. Yeah, one of my friends, do you know Devante Friga?
Devante Friga? No, yeah, no, I do not.
He's a basketball YouTuber. So they do park runs and a lot of stuff like that. But I grew up, like, my first job, I worked with him and my friend Nathan. They played basketball together at Mount Union. And he just started making YouTube channels where he would just give you vlog type videos of what it's like to be a D3 athlete, because he wanted to inspire kids to play basketball at a D3 level, and like to tell them it's worth it, you know, because a lot of kids are like, oh, D3 is nothing, so I'm not gonna waste my time. But he got a great following from that. I mean, like, shoot, I think he's at like 700k
dude
subscribers
amazing.
Right now.
Amazing.
Yeah, insane. But he's taking me to some places that, like, these opportunities, because I would go with Nathan, and is crazy. Like, we were at the Crew League, you know what that is?
Yeah. It's like
the three or the basketball tournament.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
So my friends played on DJ Scheme's team, so we rolled with DJ Scheme, and he's such a great guy, and his whole posse is just like super nice, and it just made me realize how these people are just people at the end of the day. Like, I was at the Crew League surrounded by celebrities, Chris Brown, Blueface, like NLE Choppa, like just right next to me, just hanging out, shooting hoops. And like Aiden Ross was there. And I was like, that's crazy. Like, you're just like me, bro. And
just humans just trying to make
it. It's just humans. Like, and you know, it just took off faster for you than it has for me yet. You know what I mean? And it's just, people got to understand that. Like, it's, everyone has a different journey, and everyone is started where you are at right now. You know, people, you know, a Chris Brown probably was at where we're at. You know, he's like, oh, how do I make this? How do I do this? How do I do this? And it's just all about timing. But it's just, I've been really, really blessed. I just want to give a shout out to Devante. Like, puts my music in his vlog, in his videos, and really helped dreams take off. And yeah, just been blessed to be surrounded by hardworking people who Yes. Just love what they do.
Surrounding yourself with really good people is key, mm-hmm. bro.
And entrepreneurs.
100%,
entrepreneurs, bro. Man. Like, I love telling people you can make your own life.
100%, bro.
You really can. You really, especially really can. Today. Especially.
That's the move, bro.
Yeah.
Chasing your dreams. Yeah,
you don't need that $100,000 in debt.
Oh, dude. I'm like, I have debt phobia, bro. I'm never getting in debt in my life, bro. Hell nah.
Yeah. It's not good.
Not good at all. That's why, like, I don't go to expensive colleges or, like, you know, buy expensive cars. I just, you know, live below my means.
Right.
Yeah. You exactly. know how to do it. So, yeah, don't, like, one advice I would give you is don't get caught up in that LA super, like, crazy bougie lifestyle ever. Like, you know, don't buy super expensive, like, watches and clothes and shit. That's all bullshit.
Yeah.
And then don't do, like, too many drugs where, you know, detracts you from your music, you know? Yeah. Those are the only two pieces of advice I could give you.
Thank you, man.
From what I've seen in LA.
Luckily, I've been pretty blessed to stay, you know, level-headed and with that kind of stuff. And I've never always, like, never really been into a lot of that stuff. Like, I like to party, but at the same time, partying takes away work. And so I rarely ever do it. But when I do it, I'm going to have a good time. But I'm not, like, when it comes to drugs, stuff like that, I'm not, it's not for me. And I barely even smoke, like, you know, and I'm not saying that's bad, but I'm just saying for me personally, it just
takes away.
Yeah.
From,
I don't,
from
I just
what you want to do.
Don't need it.
Yeah.
You know?
100%.
If I don't need it, then why would I put it in my life?
So, a couple more questions before we end it off. I want to ask, like, what are some of your big, inspirations for music or who, I mean, who inspires you?
Dude, I don't even know. Like,
yeah, you could take time.
I want to say, honestly, I want to say, like, myself. Like, I'm not trying to, you know, sound selfish, but, like, I do really, you know, get inspired by myself and just inspired by my own work ethic. And, but, you know, when it comes to my music and stuff, I really do get inspired by different artists. And I don't like to say one person specifically or another person, but the hometown people who have really been successful in this path, like Machine Gun Kelly, Trippie Redd, 21 Pilots, like those people who are from where I'm from, like that just makes me so inspired to know that it's so possible because, you know, they were on the same streets that I was on when I was a kid, like doing the same things. And I've actually ran into a bunch of Machine Gun Kelly's band and people he works with, and just everyone's so kind and reminds me of like me and my friends and reminds me of like the possibilities are endless. And you know, so just seeing them make it, and especially 21 Pilots, like Tyler played basketball with my cousin and like went to the same school as my family in Columbus, and I went to see him at the Forum, and I'm just sitting there like, bruh, you were literally like at my cousin's high school, you know, 5 years ago, 5, 6, 7 years ago. I'm like, this is so possible. This is so possible.
100%, bro. You just got to put your mind to it. You just got to stay focused.
Yeah.
Be consistent.
Dude, I just plot. When I go to concerts, dude, I literally just plot. I'm like, all right, I see you. I was like, this is going to be me.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a really good thing that you just... You don't get discouraged. You're just like, wow, this guy's making it. I can make it too. That's such a good mentality to have, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, I have to have it, you know?
100%, bro. Yakabuchi, my friend, Camden, do you want to... Camera's on you, bro. Camera's on you. Do you want to shout out anything? Shout out your at, anything. Just say whatever you want. Cam's on you, bro.
So, first of all, I want to thank you for having me on this show.
Of course,
and,
man.
And I know we're both going to be super successful in everything we do. But one thing I want to tell you is just make sure you're always doing something that makes you happy and don't be forced to do anything that you don't want to. But with the people, I want to leave you with this new song, June 17th, LA Girls. It's a vibe, summer bop. Get ready for the summer because we're coming in hot. Also, June 25th, Saturday, June 25th, my biggest show of my career, the Viper Room. If you're not there, listen, I'm telling you, I always say this. I always say you don't want to miss it, but you're not going to want to miss it. The whole family's coming. My mom's flying out. Like, it's going to be a beautiful, legendary night. So I want to see all you guys there, and hopefully we can turn up together and have a good time. So
hell yeah, man.
Yeah, thank you for Camden, having me.
Yakabuchi, thank you so much for being here. Shout out Alex for connecting us once again. Yeah, Alex, you're the best, bro.
Love you, bro.
You're a legend. Thank you, Alex. And yeah, man, we're going to make it. We're going to do it. We're going to look back at this interview, and we're going to be like, damn, we made it, bro.
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah. Thank you so much, man.
All right, thank you, bro.
Hell
yeah. Appreciate it.
Bang.
Peace.
Peace.
Let's go, my boy.